The sleeping mat had been almost entirely devoured by ants. Fred looked up and felt his eyes stretch wide. "Come look at this," he called. The space between the four tree trunks had once been covered in a roof of palm leaves. He reached up and touched them. The palms were filled with holes, half rotten, and the light shone through. But he could see how they had been woven together. He crawled in further, slowly, looking for snakes in the green light. The ground squelched under his hands. In the far corner of the den was a hollow, rotten pumpkin. Fred touched it carefully. It was mulchy. He turned it upside down, wrinkling his nose at the horrible smell. A cascade of flints spilled out. Half had been chipped into the shape of arrowheads. Others were square and squat, as large as a fist. "You two!" He crawled backwards and stuck his head through the vines. "Come in, quick! You have to see this! Someone was here!"
"You're crazy," spat Con. "If someone was here, they wouldn't want us trespassing. I've had enough of this."
She turned to begin to march back into the trees.
"Wait, Con! We shouldn't split up," called Fred.
Infuriated, he scrambled out of the den and ran after her.
"Whose house is it?"
She turned to face him. Fred was startled. He could see tears starting to form in her eyes.
"You don't know, do you?"
"Of course I don't," said Fred. "But I just think, what if they came back? I've read about it in..."
Con hesitated, thinking for an idea.
"Goldilocks. I know how it ends. I'm not getting eaten."
"I'm pretty sure this place wasn't built by bears," said Fred.
"It could be cannibals."
"Cannibals are mostly a myth," said Lila.
"Says who?"
"Everyone. Scientists, our mama, our papa."
"And how do they know?"
"Well, mama grew up in the jungle near the Simolas River. She's a scientist, a botanist."
"Botanist," said Max.
Con scowled at him, the nerves in her face twitching. Lila put an arm around Max and went on as if she hadn't been interrupted in the first place.
"And our papa's English. He studies the plants of the jungle for medicine. And our grandmother was a scientist's assistant. We were supposed to be going to visit her in England. We were going to get the boat for Manao. She wanted to meet us before she died. She wanted to see what Max was like."
Con snorted.
"Perhaps it's just as well we crash then."
Lila ignored that.
"Listen, whoever lives here, they may come back. They might be able to take us to Manao."
"Or they could eat us for dinner," said Con.
She stared from Lila to Fred, angry.
"Just come inside," said Fred. "You'll see. Nobody's been here for ages."
Grudgingly and very slowly, Con turned round. She bent down and edged into the shelter. Lila and Max followed. Fred pulled at the rotten leaves lining the roof.
"We could weave new leaves for the ceiling and make new beds. Then it would smell less like a sock," he said.
He began gathering armfuls of half-decomposed leaves and pushing them outside. Underneath, the earth was soft and dusty. It smelt of a thousand warm days, layered one over the other. Lila brought in an armful of leaves, each as big as pillowcases. She began to lay them down for beds.
"And we could hang some extra vines over the front of the den," said Fred, "so that nothing could see in."
Con crouched in the shelter with her arms crossed.
"Who died and made you king?" she asked.
"Well, nobody."
Fred turned, startled.
"But if we're going to sleep in here, we might as well make it waterproof."
"I'm not sleeping here,"
said Con.
Someone can go back here any second.
But they won't, said Fred. Did you see those flints?
Yes.
They're covered in moss, he said.
So? They're dirty. Fine. How is that supposed to be reassuring? Said Con.
He means they're old, said Lila. It's deserted.
But why would you want to risk it? Said Con. What if they come back and think we're intruders?
Or what if they're never coming back and they left behind the shelter? Said Lila.
Her voice wasn't loud, but there was a toughness to it.
If someone was here, it means someone else thought it was a good place to rest. It means it's safe, but you can't know for sure.
But we can't know anything for sure, said Fred. Lila's right. As soon as we work out how to get out of here, we'll leave. But until then, it makes sense to stay in a place where others have been.
Unless they eat us, said Con.
I'm staying here, said Max. I want to live in Tree Tent. And if you make me move, I'll do a wee on you.
No, you won't!
Con backed away, smacking her head on a tree trunk.
He does do that sometimes, said Lila.
Which, for the moment at least, more or less settled it. A, we're staying.